In 2 months, there had been immense progress on two fronts. Commander Adnam had mastered the rudiments of the Farsi language, using every modern computerized technique. And the Iranian contractors had completed the foundation for the concrete dry dock. Against the long left side wall, the 300-foot model room was already under cover, and teams of carpenters were hammering home the side walls. Beneath the roof, concealed by sheets of tarpaulin, a huge full-scale cylindrical model of a diesel-electric submarine was being created out of wood and grey plastic. By the year 2004, the Iranian Navy was 40,000 strong, 20,000 regular personnel, and a further 20,000 members of the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps, special forces loosely modelled on the US Navy SEALs or the British SAS. The young Iranian naval commandos were tough, fit, and quite incredibly brave, believing as they did that in the end they were fighting for Allah, and that he would protect them and lead them to glory. From the ranks of these men, Commander Adnam would select 2 hand-picked hitmen for his mission. The other 18 would be recruited directly from the submarine service, men who had been essentially without ships since the U.S. attack 2 years previously. By early December, the model was almost complete, and the commander had selected his personnel. In company with Admiral Badar, he had made his way out to the building site to meet the busload of 20 young men with whom he would soon go on a mission of justice for their country. Both officers stood and watched as the select few disembarked and formed 2 lines of 10 men in each. The admiral and the commander then walked carefully along each line, addressing each man by name and rank, talking for perhaps 2 minutes.